Hello, I'm Dan.
And I'm Brent.
Welcome to the journey. All right, guys, this week, guys and gals, we want to welcome you to the luxurious Studio 1.3, located in the lush green fields of Greenfield, Tennessee. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man.
You know, it's the heat's kind of turned up. We don't have the potbelly stove going.
Well, it's kind of refreshing, but I don't know how long it'll stay that way.
That's true. Long enough for the grass to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight we want to carry on with the next phase, and as we move out of the isolation, then we move into revelation of identity.
Mm.
Who do people say you are? How do people know us?
Right.
You know, if you look in the scripture, in the Old Testament, you were known by your grandfather.
Or it was always the son of.
Right. Aren't you so-and-so's boy? Why, yes, I am.
That's Benjamin's son.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Jesus, who was he?
He was the son of God.
Absolutely.
And he brought a good message.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. In this stage now, you're going to be, this is the cool thing. Have you heard this phrase, coming to yourself? Or coming, you know, we talk about coming of age.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, you're coming, you're having a revelation. God's showing you who you are in Him.
Kind of like the prodigal son.
Oh, absolutely.
Had a revelation, didn't he?
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, he realized, hey, my father's servants are eating better than I am.
That's right. And that's where we are now.
And that revelation brought him to a much better place than where he found himself when he got the revelation.
Absolutely. Because, you know, one thing of it taught humility.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, his wealth only lasted as long as he was out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he was without wealth, he had nothing.
Right.
I mean, he was doing the very thing that was considered disgraceful by his people.
And to himself when he finally came to his senses.
Oh, yeah. You think he smacked himself on the head and said he could have had a V8?
I don't know, man. No telling what he did.
In this stage of revealing your identity, we gain encouragement. That's one thing. Let's talk about that. How does he encourage us? Since we've gone through a plight, we've gone through the wilderness, we've been on a journey. We started this journey, and when he isolated us, there was no one left.
Right. The one thing that comes to mind is when you start hearing them for yourself and not through the minister on the stage, not through somebody that's more spiritual, so to speak, but when he actually speaks to you in the quiet hours of the night or just, you know, during the day doing daily duties and something just goes off on the inside. It's like, ooh, what was that?
Yeah. A close encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Of
the God kind.
That's right. Talk about that. Let's break from this thought for a moment. What did you think of The Shack, the movie?
It's excellent.
I loved it too. I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, I had gotten the audio. I think it was six CDs on audio tape. It's been 10 years ago probably now. And enjoyed it then, but the movie kind of brought a little bit more light to it, didn't it?
It sure did. It sure did. And, you know, for me, what it showed me, of all things, is that we've put him in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what the journey does. The journey takes you outside of the box that religion and institution wants to put you in.
Well, this might be a good time, if you'd like to share the dream that you had the other night, because I was thinking about that today, and I think what we came to the other night was exactly right as far as interpreting that dream.
All right. I can do that. We had been studying, following a lot of Darren Begley's teachings. And he has, like I said, I'll post a link on the website if you folks are interested in learning. If Father convicts you, you need to do it. He has a school online that's really good. That's just started up, or watch his YouTube videos. You'll learn so much about identity and kingdom.
Man, will you?
Yeah. Oh, man, it's packed. I mean, you know, the man is just anointed. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
He teaches about the mysteries that have been here the whole time, and we never knew it. We didn't know it, rather. It's been in the Word.
Yeah, the whole time. The church has just skipped over a very crucial part of what Jesus' message really was.
Absolutely. Well, in my dream last week, I dreamed that I was out in this little country church. It was a beautiful countryside. There were fields on all around the little church, little white church. They had the windows open. There were daisies and all kind of flowers around. It was a dirt road out in front of the church. And I remember they were in there, and Father told me, he said, come out of the church. And so I walk out of the church, and then I hear the voice that tells me, it says, turn right. So I'm barefooted. I don't know why I was barefooted, but I can feel the dirt, you know, underneath my feet. And I look ahead, and there's Jesus. And, man, I'm doing all I can to run to him. But I can only walk. Everything in me tries to run to him. And as I come up to him, he embraces me. And I put my arms around him with tears running down my cheek. I thank him, and I tell him how much I love him. And it was an incredible experience. It was so real, you know.
Now, after thinking about it, and we talked about it the other night, we covered most of this, but I thought about it some more afterwards. Does it not seem amazing, and for whatever reason, you had to go outside the four walls to find him? He wasn't inside.
Right.
That, to me, is amazing. I'm not quite sure what the lesson is in that, but there is a message there. And I'll continue to pray with you that Father will show us what that was about.
Well, I think about the song, and not that there's anything wrong with what I'm fixing to say. I'm not saying there's anything wrong about the story of Jesus. There's not. You remember the song, too? Tell me the story of Jesus. And but it's like everybody's reading about him, but few are really knowing him. We were talking earlier, prior to me sharing the dream, there's a passage that talks about that I may know him. You know, I want him telling me about him.
Right, exactly.
You know, and Darren has been going into that in the program that, you know, you and I have been doing. And it really challenged the way we receive him. And I think the reason for that dream that I had was because of the teaching he did on understanding the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And what each of them do, you know. But now on this journey, you know, even in my dream, God calls me out. And we're not saying, folks, we're not saying all churches are bad.
No, not by any means.
We're not, because there's so many churches, there's so many pastors that really have got, Darren Begley's one of them, God's House. You know, if I was in Houston, I'd be going there.
Yeah.
I can tell you right off the bat, Darren, there you go. Man, I tell you what, it's just, it's teaching like I never heard.
Yeah, and yeah. It's all backed up by the Word.
Absolutely.
It's just been saved for a time such as this, is my thoughts.
That's right.
I mean, really, we all have read enough to know that there is a remnant. Where does the remnant come from? And what point in time, we're in time, Father's not, but in time, at what point does the remnant come alive?
Right.
And it's just an amazing study.
Oh, yes. And I believe that those who are listening to this, who are on the journey or starting the journey or being called to the journey, I believe they're the remnant.
Yeah.
Because God's calling you out. You know, it's the purpose of boot camp is to teach the soldier. You know, to teach him in the ways that a soldier, now I'm not saying that we're supposed to be soldiers, but you know, this whole concept of discovering who we are now, we're there. And like you said earlier, this is what's so awesome. God starts to reveal himself to you in unique ways that you've never seen before.
And isn't that the way it was meant to be from the start?
Oh, absolutely.
Think about it. Think about Abraham. I mean, I believe that God always, I mean, we've been taught and we've even talked about God created us because he was a lonesome God and he wanted fellowship. But that has a whole new meaning when you read it through the kingdom glasses, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It really does. And, you know, I want to say too, you know, from some of the prior podcasts that we're learning every day. We have not arrived. We are learning, Dan, you and I both, on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're learning to listen deeper, to walk closer, and to reach for the hem of his garment like never before.
Absolutely. You know, and Darren talks about that in the school online program that he has. He brought out something that was really good. And I want to say this, and I'll go to that. The other thing on the journey, be prepared. God's going to change the way you used to think.
Mm. Yeah.
Man, I've changed so much in the last 6 years. And it's divine revelation from him to you,
mm-hmm.
You know. You know, we always used to say, talk about the scriptures, and you know my views on the scriptures. But I've learned, for example, a different perspective. The reason why we hide them in our heart is so that when the time comes, the Holy Spirit can pull those out.
Bring them up, yeah.
And he puts those in the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't bring up what's not there.
Right.
You know? And that's the other thing, that with this identity, it's a journey in itself, discovering who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one that can tell you who you are is him.
Right. There's not a man on the earth that can tell you.
Absolutely. Because your soul existed before the flesh did.
Right. Exactly.
So he's known you a lot longer than your parents could ever know you, even though they, you know, your mother had you.
And he knows us better than we know ourselves.
Absolutely. You know, and so that's in this identity, what we see is a day-to-day experience with Father. You know, he changes the way you see things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a calling out process. But I give one example. After starting the journey, I could look around me now, some good old, wait a minute, let's bring the old preacher back in. You ready for this, Brent?
I'm waiting.
Now, he's going to come in after I say this statement. After starting the journey, I could look and see Father all around me in creation. Oh, Lord God, that boy's done smoking pot or something. He's trying to tie God to nature. You know?
Right.
But I have a greater appreciation because in all things, I see his handiwork. And I believe scripture says that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I look up at the stars. Well, here goes the preacher. Oh, Lord gosh, we got a one-on-one. What do you call it? They're going to use those astrological signs. And he's going to be giving horoscopes in church. The fermentation was used for signs. The scripture said it was given by God for signs.
Well, think about the three wise men that followed the star to Jesus.
They didn't use a star. They had an iPhone 6.
Oh, okay. Google.
Google. Give me directions to, what is it, Motel 6 in Bethlehem.
Yeah. Tom Bodette will leave the light on for you.
That's right.
Crazy boy.
But, you know, you have a new experience. You're in it. He's revealing to you who you are. You see things. Colors are more vibrant. your whole understanding, here's where it gets really unique. We have a choice. I never had this before. We have a choice in the moment now to make a decision about what we do and don't do. And we can either let Father, see, before this, here I go back to Darren again. But you're guided by one or two things, either by the Spirit or by the flesh. Mm-hmm. The soul's like, okay, y'all guys, you know, settle it out, and then I go with whoever. <You know>? Hey, man, I'm the soul, and I'm just here for the ride. But since starting the journey and gaining a little wisdom, not only do I see things differently, I'm starting to see them from His perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if the Scripture is true, if the roast beef is cooking in the slow cooker,
mm-hmm.
what should happen is more of Him should come in us and more of us should die.
Right.
And in Him, I can do all things.
Right.
I believe the Scripture says, in Him, of Him, and to Him. And so that discovery of who He is, then here's the thing that comes with it too. It is like a VA moment, a V8 moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's an aha, oh, really? But it's a personal relationship. Now, I want to go back to something you were talking about earlier. You were saying something, and I was thinking about, and we've used this phrase before, the Scripture is just a love letter between God and man.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's better than the love letter?
Hearing it straight from Him.
That's right, from the lover of your soul.
Yeah, which doesn't cancel out the power in the Word. We still read that on a regular basis, and we're learning to read it differently.
Oh, absolutely.
To put yourself in the story.
Absolutely, yeah.
As you listen. And it kind of gives you a visual that kind of sticks with you.
And you said that, and I want to talk about this in the new identity that it gives, because in the first five books, I think it's the first miracle that Jesus performed was turning the water into wine.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still on, you folks that's following along, we're still on identity. Father reveals who you are. And this is where it gets cool. You know, it's at the last, and Aunt Mary says, baby doll, we're out of wine. They need some wine.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus says, woman, what have I to do? My hour has not yet come. Then she tells him, she says, do whatever he asks. Well, he goes and gets, they go and get water pots. And they're made of stone, the Scripture says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then he turns the water into wine. Mm. Now.
Here comes the good part.
Sorry, Darren. We had to plug us in because Father just allowed it to happen. That wine didn't have a past.
Right. It was brand new wine.
It was only present.
Right.
Brand new wine.
Yeah.
And the unique thing about it wasn't even affiliated with what wine... Wine is always put in wineskins during mm-hmm. the fermentation process. This water to wine skipped the whole fermentation.
Yeah.
The fermentation is the process of how you get the grape into wine.
Right.
Once it's wine, the grape is its past.
Mm-hmm.
This water didn't have a grape past.
Right.
It was just turned into wine.
It was just water.
And then it was just wine.
And it was the best of the wine.
The best, that's right. Save the best for last.
Yeah.
And so...
Which was a reversal from the norm, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that...
They always saved the raunchy stuff for last when everybody had a little bit of, you know...
They were a little tipsy.
Bit less taste. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, they probably were so drunk they could have just colored the water and there you go. But, and here's how I want to tie that in. Now you're discovering your true identity.
Mm-hmm.
And that your identity's past is with God.
Right. It always was. Always was.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, I like what Graham Cook says when he's talking about identity. One of the things that he brought up was how Father will show you how he loves you because he loves you, because he loves you, because he loves you, because he loves you. We're not getting that from anybody that's an anointed teacher normally.
Right.
But that was one of the things that with me, it was almost hard to understand that, wasn't it?
Right.
That he loves us in spite of ourselves, especially coming through the time where he shows you how ugly the things on the inside of us really are. And he still works with us on a daily basis. You know, I think about little things that the wife will say, and I'll, you know, come back kind of curt. It's like, really?
Okay.
Okay. You know?
Well, you know, going along those lines, this is another way of putting it. I'm gonna draft a sentence here. Jesus, comma, in spite of who Dan Burnham is, what all Dan Burnham has done, and whatever Dan Burnham will do,
mm-hmm.
and his family, comma, loves me.
Mm.
Non-essential clause in between Jesus and loves me.
Right.
It's non-essential. It doesn't matter. And if anything, if you're listening, and like I said, we're talking on identity today, from the journey, if anything, we should have so much gratitude and so much humility, because sometimes we don't realize, see, we want to clump them all the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit all into one.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to take the time to actually separate them out for a moment. Now, my Pentecostal friends, my oneness apostolic friends, I apologize. But I think there's a lot of truth that could be told in the examination of God the Father. Do we really understand what he gave up?
Right.
Yeshua, do we really understand what he gave up? What he stepped down from? No.
No, we don't.
You know, even if we could see it, and I can prove this, it's because this is the nature of the flesh. Even if we could see him in the flesh, unless Father changes our hearts, unless there's a cleansing of our minds with the word, which scripture is full of that, we would go back and do the same thing.
Yeah.
Because of our nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why the Bible says the dog returneth unto its vomit.
Mm-hmm.
And what, now let me ask you this, person that's listening to this. Do you know why God put you on this journey and why you're here at the identity? Because he's having to take out that's buried. And I don't want to go into this because I don't want to take anything from Darren. But there's five ways we gather information.
Mm-hmm.
And that's through the senses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ever had a dream? Or I'll give you an example. I remember going with my wife to Bed Bath and Beyond. And they had this blackberry fragrance.
Mm.
And when I smelt it, it reminded me, it took me back in time to when I was 5 years old at my grandfather's house.
Wow, isn't that something?
They made pies.
Or a song that comes across the radio. Right. Wow, I remember that from 79, man.
And Darren teaches about this, and that's because we only have five ways to gather information,
mm-hmm.
through our five senses. And that's stored in the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what comes out, is what is stored there. So what does God have to do? God's having to pull that which is stored in there and remove it. And it has to be replaced with something.
His word, yeah.
And that's the reason you remember those Jews that were casting those demons out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it stands to reason that when they're cast out, they have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
But guess what? There's a void where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And so there has to be something put in that void to fill that void.
Right.
You take a man that's lost a leg, we'll say from the knee down, and let's say it's some type of prosthetic, he won't walk. There has to be something to fill that void.
Mm-hmm.
And with identity, oh, this is the great, oh man, thank you, Lord. Styx did a song called The Grand Illusion.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we've lived the Grand Illusion.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been who we really are. The world has told us who we are. Our parents have told us who we are. Our Sunday school teacher has told us who we are. But now the Creator is telling us who we are.
Wow. Yeah, that's good.
And there's a big transition. There's shock and awe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people ask me, I tell them I'm a recovering Pharisee. And I am by no means, like you said earlier, we haven't arrived at anything.
Right.
If anything, I can say I know less now than I did 6 years ago.
Yeah, I remember a pastor in Houston that told me on our best day spiritually, when we think we really got a good hold of things, in actuality, we have a little bitty grip on a great big stick.
Absolutely.
That's pretty powerful.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's what Father reveals to us on a daily basis. The things about us that need to go, need to change. And it's kind of like you were talking about earlier, the roast in the crock pot. You know, when you first put it in there, you wait 30 minutes and you stick a fork in it and you can't get the fork to even penetrate the meat.
Right.
But after it's been in the mix under the heat.
And the pressure.
It gets to the point where you can't lift it out of there because it just falls apart. There's a tenderness now.
That's right.
And even though we go through the wilderness, isolation, that's the beginning stages of the crock pot.
Right.
But the end result, as we walk with Him, listen to His counsel, get it straight from the throne room, so to speak.
Right.
There comes a tenderness.
Right.
And a flavor. And in the process, yeah, in the beginning, it's kind of rough. You know, you need to come back to church. You know, we need the organ player.
We got to make you tough.
Yeah. But the whole point of what I'm saying is the longer that Father works with us, shows us who we are, we walk with Him, He tweaks us in love, showing us the whole time that we're someone to Him.
Right.
Versus what the world, the church, the pastor, the teacher, society has told us.
Right.
But there's a tenderness that comes with walking with Him.
There is. And we're getting close to the end of this podcast, and springboarding off of that, I want to tell you now that in the process of this learning who you are, I believe that you experience new senses.
Mm-hmm.
God's going to start you, and if you're listening, you know if you're at this point, God is wiping your slate clean. He's cleaning it out.
Yeah.
He really is. But why is He doing that? Well, before He can put in, it has to be removed.
Yeah.
You know? And so is, think about this. If Christ had to be removed from heaven in order that we might be able to go there.
Mm.
That had to take place. And so, but what I want to also tell you is this. it's still going to seem scary because now you know less, because you know the truth.
Well, and it's all new to you.
It's so new.
That's what it is. It's the not knowing. I mean, we've talked about that before. We know less now than we did when we thought we knew something. But it's good to not know and depend.
That's right.
That's what it's about.
Absolutely.
We don't know what tomorrow holds, but He does.
Absolutely. And you know, I close with this. I can honestly say, and He walks with me.
Yeah.
And He talks with me.
Yeah, that's right.
That I know.
Yeah.
And no one had to tell me. Mm-hmm. He told me Himself.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Identity is going to become so important to you. Brent and I are going to be bringing some stuff in the coming weeks about identity, because Brent, I think we're at that point.
Nugget time.
Yeah, put about 2 or 3 nuggets out and let them chew on it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, if you're at this place, you're in a real good place now.
Yeah.
Because it's the time of discovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rusty Goodman used to sing a song. Who am I that a king, I can't remember all the lyrics, wouldn't want to leave heaven and come down to earth and die for?
Mm.
Who am I?
Right.
Well, I am a child of the King.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in the identity, this is a great time because it's like you're a spiritual newborn.
Mm.
In a sense.
Yeah.
Because all things are new. Father is putting it in front of you. And if you don't know what it is, you want to put, what's a baby want to do? Put it to their mouth and chew on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Anyway, we're going to close off with that. Brent, it's been fun doing this with you again.
Yeah, it's always
We've
a
enjoyed
pleasure.
It. Absolutely. We hope that this has been a blessing to you. Any questions or comments, you can send them to the email. All right, listen, we appreciate you listening. I'm Dan.
And I'm Brent.
And thank you for listening to The Journey.